This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. President Draupadi Murmu today called for deeper financial inclusion, responsible use of technology, and greater participation of women as India's digital and fintech ecosystem continues to expand. Addressing the Black Swan Summit in Bhubaneswar today, the president said India's fintech journey should be remembered not only for innovation, but for inclusion and gender justice. She emphasized that women must be seen not merely as users, but as leaders and entrepreneurs in the fintech ecosystem, while cautioning against cyber threats and stressing the need for digital literacy and ethical technology adoption. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon students to dream big, fear less, and draw inspiration from biographies. Interacting with students during the 9th edition of popular interactive program Pariksha Pe Charcha, Mr. Modi called the absence of dreams a serious mistake. In a video released today, the Prime Minister was seen addressing students on how to overcome stress and anxiety during exams.
जो एग्जाम है वो हमें अपने आप को एग्जामिन करने के लिए एग्जाम है. अल्टीमेट गोल एग्जाम के नंबर नहीं हो सकता है. अल्टीमेट गोल संपूर्ण जीवन के विकास का होना चाहिए और इसलिए हमने अपने आप को सीमित नहीं करना चाहिए. तो मेरा तो सभी विद्यार्थियों से आग्रह है कि जिंदगी सबसे ज्यादा उत्तम बने उसके लिए जीवन को तैयार करना है और शिक्षा एक माध्यम है.
During the interaction, Mr. Modi advised students to trust their own unique learning patterns, emphasizing that no two individuals think or grow in the same way. He said that every student has a distinct style and it is important to have full faith in one's own pattern of preparation. The Prime Minister advised that teachers should remain sensitive to the learning speed of every student. Lok Sabha has been adjourned for the day following opposition protests on various issues including India-US trade deal. When the House met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, the opposition members from the Congress, TMC and DMK again trooped into the well and raised slogans against the government. The presiding officer urged the members to allow the House to function. Despite repeated appeals made by the chair, the opposition members continued with their protest, following which the House was adjourned for the day. On the other side, Rajya Sabha transacted normal business before being finally adjourned for the day. When the House met for the day, members of the House raised the matter of public importance during the zero hour. Then the House took up question hour, wherein several ministers, including Ashwini Vaishnav and Shivraj Singh Chauhan, replied to the supplementaries. When the House assembled at 2 p.m. post-lunch, Rajya Sabha took up private member legislative business, members of various political parties moved their private members' bills, and later Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh adjourned the House for the day. The Rajya Sabha today took up private members' legislative business in which several members moved different bills. SSUBT MP moved the Airline Passengers' Rights Bill, while A.A. Rahim of CPIM moved the Educational Consultancies Regulation Bill. Sanjay Seth of BJP moved the Small Claims Court Bill. Independent MP Karthikeya Sharma today introduced a bill named Critical Infrastructure, Resilience, Protection and Accountability Bill 2026. It aims to provide for the identification, designation and protection of critical infrastructure of strategic importance to establish a framework for its resilience through technological integration and to impose strict liability and accountability on parties responsible for failure or loss of lives due to defects in the critical infrastructure. The bill seeks to ensure that loss of life caused by negligence in infrastructure projects is treated not as a technical lapse, but as a serious criminal offence. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today visited forward areas in Hiranagar sector along the international border in Kathua district, marking the start of his two-day tour of Jammu and Kashmir. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that the Home Minister launched welfare schemes for the Border Security Force or BSF personnel. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that no nation can be considered truly secure unless its cultural foundation, values and identity are protected. The Defence Minister was addressing the Pran Pratishtha and Idol Installation Ceremony of Swami Satyamitra Nand Giriji Maharaj statue in Haridwar, Uttarakhand today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.